Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Someone left a possible explosive device outside an NYPD precinct house in East Harlem this afternoon. Reporter Juliet Papa has the latest.
Police were alerted to a suspicious device outside the 25th precinct in East Harlem this afternoon. The station house is at East 119th Street. Sources are now telling me that it can be described as an explosive device. They say two men were having an argument. One guy knew the other guy had this device and reported him to the police. The device was said to be in a bag, and the bag had been dropped on the sidewalk. So it's not clear at this point to say whether the station house was an intended target. Of course, this is all under investigation. Now, the bomb squad responded to the scene. They safely removed the device. No injuries reported. Nothing detonated.
We should learn more as the NYPD continues its investigation.
This just in to the WCBS newsroom.
President Biden has just granted New Jersey Transit's request to intervene to head off a potential strike by its engineers and trainmen. The president has agreed to form a presidential emergency board, which would recommend a non-binding contract solution. A federally mandated cooling-off period between the union and NJT expired yesterday. President Biden's decision to form the emergency board triggers a 120-day cooling-off period. A judge may change the sentence for a drug dealer who pleaded guilty to killing one of his clients. WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall has the latest.
Omar Atchison was all set to be sentenced to go to a diversion program instead of prison. The 32-year-old pleaded guilty to selling drugs laced with fentanyl, causing two overdoses and one overdose death. The Suffolk County DA, Ray Tierney, was not happy.
2022 alone, 400 individuals from Suffolk County died as a result of fentanyl poisoning.
Then a surprise in court, the judge adjourned the case and said he will now consider prison time. Atchison faces 9 years in prison. Family members who lost loved ones to fentanyl overdoses were in the courtroom and hope Chelsea's law passes.
When we have a solution, put these people away that deserve to be put away.
If the law passes, a dealer can be charged with manslaughter if someone dies. In Riverhead, Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.
5:06 on Drive Time. Police have identified the truck driver who was killed in Monday morning's crash and explosion on Route 3. He was 55-year-old Luis Santiago of Linden. Police say the truck clipped an NJ Transit bus, then crashed through a noise barrier into the backyards of some homes. The truck was carrying flammable and corrosive but non-toxic materials. That section of Route 3 was shut down for most of the day Monday. Now that New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has decided to resign after being convicted of bribery, we're still waiting to learn who Governor Murphy will appoint to finish out the remaining months of Menendez's term. It may be Democratic Congressman Andy Kim, who is already running for that Senate seat. Tom Moran is the editorial page editor and columnist for the Star-Ledger.
There was a lot of speculation that the governor would appoint the First Lady, but she's ruled that out. She said even if he did, she wouldn't accept it. So Andy Kim says he would accept it. And the advantage of that for New Jersey is it would give him seniority over other freshman senators who are elected in November. And some argue that's important for the state because he'll have more power. And he's 41, so he could rise to be, if he continues to win, he could be a senior senator. So, but the governor has so far not indicated anything like that. He hasn't even endorsed Kim by name.
Congressman Kim says if he is asked to fill Menendez's seat, he will say yes.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
Humid tonight and partly to mostly cloudy. Can't rely on a shower, thunderstorm. Nothing around the area just yet. We are tracking storms over in northeasternmost Pennsylvania and are headed eastbound. Could be moving into the area here another 2 or 3 hours, probably more like 3 or 4 hours when it comes right down to it. Tonight, it's low at 73. It will stay humid and mostly cloudy tomorrow. There could be a shower in the morning, a thunderstorm possible tomorrow afternoon. And a high of 85. It's currently 77 in New Haven. It's 84 degrees in Caldwell, 80 in Midtown. We're headed to a low tonight of 73.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.